This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump signed the National Defense Authorization Act today, technically the John S. McCain National Defense Authorization Act, $700-some-odd billion worth of Pentagon spending for the coming fiscal year. Keeping this country and its military at war and prepared for war brings with it economic realities, one of which is that all of that Pentagon spending means jobs, a lot of jobs for a lot of people, Karen Piper's parents included. There were weapons developers at the China Lake Naval Weapons Station up in the Mojave Desert north of Los Angeles. Karen Piper's got a new book out about growing up there. It's called A Girl's Guide to Missiles. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, would you, first of all, what China Lake is like? Because most people here in this program probably, A, don't know where it is, and B, have no clue about what it's all about.
Well, it's in the Mojave Desert in California at the base of the Sierras, and it's all run by the military. So it's about the size of Rhode Island. They do weapons tests out there and evaluate missiles.
How did you wind up growing up there?
Basically because my dad got laid off at Boeing in the 1970s when there were a whole bunch of layoffs. And that was the job he got, was out there in China Lake making missiles. So that's, we all packed up the car and headed out there without really knowing what we were getting into.
And what you were getting into is the subject pretty much of this book. It occurred to me as I was reading this that really, because China Lake is so remote and so big and so intentionally isolated, right? What you have is a company town where everybody is sort of in the same business, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's a company town, but it's a town run by the U.S. government. I mean, I remember when I moved to Riverside, I thought it was odd that they didn't have low-flying jets and sonic booms all the time. Because that's just like, oh, and they would drive you crazy sometimes because the windows would just rattle all the time. But you got used to it.
And everybody's got security clearances and it's all classified. And so probably people aren't talking much about it when they run to the general store or to get a cup of coffee.
If I asked my mom and dad what they did for work, they just wouldn't answer over the dinner table. So, I knew they worked on missiles because everybody in the town works on missiles. But nobody really explained to me as a kid what it was all about. And it was a little bit confusing.
One of the things that wound up happening because China Lake is out there in the middle of nowhere is that they kind of had to hire the wives of the men who had actually gotten the jobs. Talk about that for a minute. I mean, this is, you know, we're talking about your mom here.
I looked into the history of women on the base and I found out that the base had to work hard to get women there because it was a seedy kind of environment in the beginning. So in the newspaper, I saw an ad. It said housewife to draftsman in 12 weeks. Hmm. And they were trying to promote women to come and just learn how to work with weapons on the base. And so that's what my mom did. She went in and kind of worked her way up until she was a computer scientist.
Did anybody ever talk about the fact that, you know, just for instance, the Reagan defense buildup of those years was really good for business?
Yes. I do remember, there were times when people were really proud when our weapons were used in war without so much thinking about what the war actually was about. People were just doing their jobs.
It's a book called The Girl's Guide to Missiles. It's a family story and also a little bit about the military industry in this country. Karen Piper wrote it. Karen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.